The following program is paid for and furnished by Shalom South Florida Incorporated. If you enjoy Jewish music, you've come to the right place. It's time for South Florida's Jewish radio program, Shalom South Florida with Roni. Playing your favorite Jewish music, plus Jewish news, prizes, and other items of interest for South Florida's Jewish community. Sit back and enjoy Shalom South Florida.
Good morning and welcome to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida, on the True Oldies Channel 95.3, 95.9, 96.9, and 106.9 FM, and heard around the world on ShalomSouthFlorida.com. My name is Roni, host of Shalom South Florida, and I will be with you until 11 o'clock this morning, playing today's Jewish music with a taste of the past. Our toll-free number in the studio is 877-960-9960. We'll have some prizes for you. 877-960-9960. My email address is Roni, R-O-N-I, at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Roni at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. This coming week, Thursday, is Tu Bishvat, a minor holiday, agricultural holiday on the Jewish calendar. We have some songs for that. And we want you to just put aside the stress, put aside the worry, spend the next 90 minutes with Shalom South Florida. Chilly day out there. You might actually need a long sleeve shirt today. In Hollywood, it's 56 degrees. Boca is looking at 58. Vero Beach at 53. And Jerusalem, a beautiful 63 degrees. Here's Ofra Chaza, the late Ofra Chaza, and the pomegranate tree. It's Harimon opening up our program today. Shalom, South Florida.
It's Harimon Natan Recho Ben Yam HaMelech Liericho Shav Chomati
classic Jewish music, the newest hits, great prizes, your requests. Simple formula. Shalom, South Florida.
Pharaoh, listen to me. The Egyptian world, it's a mess. Life in the desert is better than anything you've got here.
You see, we don't want to be here. There's so much that we can't take. Our people have been mistreated, and that was a big mistake. The world that you see around you, soon it will be no more. So now I have come to warn you, we want to go out the door. In into the sea, into the sea. Go through the sand and into the land of milk and honey. In Egypt they work us night and day, so in their land we cannot stay. We're letting you know our people must go now into the sea. Joseph came on down to Egypt, that is because he was sold. He saved all Egyptian people because of dreams he foretold. But now you forgot our people who saved you from famine's fate. Guess you just did not remember who put food right on your plate. Into the sea, into the sea. Though you may beat us, you cannot defeat us. Take it from me. Our sons you threw into a brook. Once past the sea, we off the hook. You take the Taurus, we'll do the Horus. Into the sea, into the sea. Life will be sweet here, we will be free here from slavery. Say no to pyramids today. Let's go to the desert and let's pray. We'll break your spirit, you've got to fear it. Into the sea. The blood will be red, the fish will be dead. The frogs will be hopping all over your bed. The lice and then beasts of pestilence feast. Let our people go. For us hurt your skin, the hail won't be thin. The locust eat crops, the darkness is in. Your firstborn will die and Pharaoh you'll cry. Let our people go! Here into the sea. No time for baking matzah we're taking. We'll think banana when we eat the manna. Don't follow us here. You will get stuck here into the sea.
Michael Feinstein live on stage.
You're just too marvelous.
The show the critics say is second to none. February 7th, 8 p.m., Kravis Center, Michael Feinstein in Big Band Blast, featuring a special tribute honoring icon Liza Minnelli. Get your tickets today at kravis.org.
You're listening to Shalom South Florida on the True Oldies channel. My name is Roni. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you're a 37-year listener to our program or this is your first time, welcome aboard. Love to have you here. Great Jewish music ahead. Yaakov Shweki, Dudu Fischer, and Klezmer Israeli, and so much more. So make sure you stay with us throughout the program and throughout all week, all year, every month. You can listen to our show on our podcast. If you miss it on Sunday, you want to hear it again, go to our website, shalomsouthflorida.com. You can find links to our major sponsors, and of course, our podcasts are there. It's time to gather family and friends to celebrate the new year, and Publix has a celebration and a selection of kosher recipes that everyone will love. Cook up a traditional dish like roasted potatoes and peppers, or try a recipe you've always wanted to make, like the churro style cheesecake. Head on over to the kosher section at Publix to find some of your favorite kosher brands and let every meal be a celebration. Find more inspiration at Publix.com/kosher. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Our toll-free number in the studio, 877-960-9960. Hang on to that number because I'm going to give away some prizes later on in the show. Again, toll free 877-960-9960. Here's Avram Fried on Shalom South Florida.
Be your drama, Discover the newest Jewish hits, reminisce to the classics every Sunday morning on Shalom South Florida.
Auf dem Weg steht ein Bäum, steht er reingebogen. Alle Vögeln von dem Bäum sehnen sich zu Leugen. Drei kein Misrech, drei kein Meire, von die Recht kein Dure. Und im Bäum gelost allein, verfahren sture. Sog ich zu mein Mamen her, soll's mir noch nicht steirn. Wenn ich Mame eins und zwei bald auf Vögel wärn, ich will sitzen auf dem Bäum. Will ihm verwiegen, über den Winter mit a Trist, mit a schönen Nigen. Jam tari 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 tam. Jam tari 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 tam. Sie weint mit Tränen, kennst Cholile auf dem Bäum mir verfreuen werden. Sag ich, Mame, sie ist erschott, deine schöne Augen. Und neider was und neider wenn bin ich mir ein Vogel. Wenn die Mame jetzt sie kräum, nimm um Gottes Willen, nimm Gott mit der Schalikö, sollst sich nicht verkehren. Die Kaloschen nimm dir mit, es geht ein scharfer Winter. Und die Kutschme tu dir um, weh ist mir und Wind. Ja, tari, 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 tam. Ja, tari, 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 tam, di, tari, tam. Und das Winterlabel nimm, tu es on, du scheute. Ob du willst nicht sein kein Gast zwischen alle Teute. Heb die Fliegel, sie ist mir schwer, sag ich zu viel Sachen. O die Mame umgetan, dem Fegele, dem Schwachen. Guck ich traurig mir rein in der Mame Säugen. So dir Liebschaft nicht gelost, wer mich erfolgen. Steht ein Bäum, steht ein Gebeugen. Alle Vögel von dem Bäum sehnen sich zu fliegen. Jam, tari, 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 tam. Jam, tari, 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 tam, di, tari, tam. Yam tari 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 tam. Yam tari 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 tam.
Dudu Fisher on Shalom South Florida, preceded by Avram Fried on Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni, your host of the program here, here with you every single Sunday morning, 9:30 to 11, playing today's Jewish music with a taste of the past. Follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Shalom South and the letters FL. Again, at Shalom South FL on X, and on Facebook, it's Shalom South Florida. Want to help Israel during these challenging times, but you're not sure how? Here's a win-win. It's called thedreamraffle.com. Go to that website. You can win a $1 million luxury apartment in Yerushalayim and win again, since all the proceeds from the raffle help support search and rescue in Israel, civilian security teams, lone soldiers, and rebuilding Jewish farms around Gaza. Much needed. It's the Jewish being sponsored by the Am Yisrael Chai Foundation, a good organization doing important work. Go to their website, thedreamraffle.com. This is legit. They give away an apartment every year. And now, for a limited time, get 2-for-1, be entered into a bonus raffle and save $10 off your raffle entry with coupon code RONI. Put in R-O-N-I, and then just click on thedreamraffle.com. It's a win-win. Let me say that again. Click on thedreamraffle.com. Get 2-for-1 tickets. Enter a free bonus raffle and save $10 with promo code RONI, R-O-N-I. All money goes to help Israel, and I would love for one of our listeners to win an apartment on Hashofet Chaim Cohen Street, number 8, and you can win that apartment. I'd love to be invited over for a glass of cold water and juice. All money goes to help Israel. TheDreamRaffle.com. Help Israel and possibly win yourself a $1 million apartment in Jerusalem. Again, TheDreamRaffle.com. And we've got great Jewish music for you. We'll be right back after 30 seconds and give you a chance to win tickets to the South Florida Fair.
Florida Fair only comes once a year. Everyone just loves it.
Get ready to dive into the fun with a sea lion show, farm animals, great fair food, and of course, rides and games.
Be sure to download the Fair app to get all the updated schedules and activities.
Go to southfloridafair.com for details. The fair is open now through January 28th in West Palm Beach.
Well, Welcome back to Shalom South Florida. Did you know there's a fresh and reliable kosher service in town, and they can help you in a variety of ways? Sunshine State Kosher is a Torah-centered, transparently managed kosher supervision agency that also provides kashrut education to the local Jewish community. If you own a kosher establishment, through dignity and mutual respect, they will help you achieve the highest kosher standards. Do you need to make your home kosher? They'll do the work for you. Want a seminar on a kosher topic for your organization, your synagogue, or school? Contact Sunshine State Kosher at 954-903-8580. Visit them at sunshinestatekosher.org and look for the Sunshine State Kosher symbol at kosher eateries throughout South Florida. There's a reliable kosher in town. It's Sunshine State Kosher. Call them at 954-903-8580. This Thursday, we celebrate a minor holiday on the Jewish calendar known as Tu B'Shvat, the 15th day of Shvat. And it's a day that's celebrated by Jewish people as a new year for the trees. It falls usually in the January-February period, when in Israel, normally most of the winter's rains will have fallen and the rising of sap brings back life to the trees. So we're celebrating that through music and song here on Shalom South Florida. Here's a popular Tu B'Shvat song for you on our radio show here.
This is Shalom, South Florida, where we always play your requests, like this next song.
Vision I see when our dreams become a reality. the perfect world when I win. How I wait for the day, I hope and I pray, I'll never give up as long as it takes, until we wake and see a perfect world when I win. Vision I see when our dreams become a reality. When will we wake and see a perfect world when I win? How I wait for the day, I hope and I pray, I'll never give up as long as it takes, until we wake and see a perfect world when I win.
Yaakov Shweki, by request, a perfect world. As he says, I see a new world without war when enemies become friends and soldiers return to their homes. But when will that actually happen? Hopefully, we will wake up soon to that perfect world. Yaakov Shweki, by request, on Shalom, South Florida. Coming up, music for Tisha More Tu Bishvat songs and some klezmer from Jamie Bronstein in North Miami Beach. First, I want to tell you about Neshama Jewish Funeral Services, a funeral service guided by Torah values and Jewish tradition. Neshama will never turn a Jewish family away. They can help make arrangements for burial in locally here in South Florida, worldwide, and of course in Israel. Interest-free payment plans for all pre-arrangements. Neshama has cemetery property for less in many of the South Florida cemeteries. Their essence is different. And Neshama is helping change the landscape of the funeral business in South Florida and throughout America. Their phone number is 833, the number 4, the word my soul. 833-4-MY-SOUL. Again, 833-4-MY-SOUL. Keep the number handy for when you need it, or if you want to pre-plan, call them, visit their website at neshamajfs.com. Again, neshamajfs.com. They've been around for a long time, and they're here to help you. 833-4-MY-SOUL. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, an interview with a local rabbi who wrote a very funny, very creative book. So we'll talk to him live on the air for a few minutes coming up just after 10 o'clock here on Shalom, South Florida.
I'm relaying. WSFS 104.3 HD3 Miramar, WIRK 103.1 HD3 Indiantown, and heard in Broward on 96.9 FM, Boca Raton on 95.3 FM, West Palm Beach on 95.9 FM, and in Martin County on 106.9 FM. Programming paid for by Vic Canales Media Group. We are South Florida's home for the True Oldies Channel.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni, host of Shalom South Florida. 37 years here for you every single Sunday morning. Can you believe it? We've had so much fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or you've been here for 37 years, we're here every Sunday morning to keep you informed and entertained, to improve your mood, to connect you to the rest of the Jewish community, to get your week started off right. Let me know how we can make the show even better for you. Email me, Roni, R-O-N-I, at Shalom South Florida. Again, Roni at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. And I encourage you whenever possible to use the products and services you hear promoted on Shalom South Florida. It is our sponsors who keep us on the air week after week, decade after decade. Spanish River Concerts continues its outstanding season in Boca, featuring the Spanish River Orchestra, conducted by Maestro Tomer Adadi on Monday and Tuesday, February 5th and 6th. They welcome the Jerusalem Tenors with special guest coloratura, Betty Lipska, a wonderful event of your favorite Hebrew, Yiddish, English, and international music, all, of course, accompanied by the fabulous Spanish River Orchestra. For information and tickets on the Jerusalem Tenors, visit SpanishRiverConcerts.org. Again, SpanishRiverConcerts.org or call 800-716-6975. That's 800-716-6975. And this is Shalom South Florida. We bring you a lot of information about what's going on in the Jewish community. And I had the pleasure of reading a book this Shabbat yesterday. It took me one day, about 160 pages. It was a great read. And with me is the author of that book. His name is Rabbi Paul Plotkin, joining us this morning on Shalom South Florida. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
Very seldom do I get into a book and finish it in one day, but this was such a fun read. I had such a good time, and I even laughed out loud a couple of times. It really took my mind off the craziness that's going on in the world, and it was so fitting because Tu B'Shvat is this week, this Thursday. So go ahead and introduce your book and tell people why it's so relevant this week specifically.
Well, the book is called Wisdom Grows in My Garden. And it's a book of that has 25 life lessons that I learned from my garden. And, of course, Tu B'Shvat is all about nature, the beginning of the budding of the almond trees. I mean, technically it has to do with collecting moss there. But the real core of it is the centrality of nature and gardening and the whole food, eating, et cetera, that begins with the Gan Eden, with the Garden of Eden. So that's why it fits with Tu B'Shvat for sure. And it's a book that will guide and inspire you into making a better life. Like avocados taught me an important lesson on investing. Snow peas taught me that repeating the same action and express and expecting a different result is not insanity, but it's the divine spirit in humans that makes them believe that they can do better. And finally, for the dark side, iguana showed me the dark life that resides in all of us, and given enough stress, it can overwhelm all our defenses and values.
Well, I think we both share a hatred of iguanas. There's also a dark lesson about from string beans, but we'll let the listeners figure that one out. The book is called Wisdom Grows in My Garden. So you wrote this book. Tell people a little bit about your background, which is South Florida connection, a very strong connection here in South Florida.
Well, for sure. I'm a conservative rabbi. I came to South Florida in 1978. I had a congregation in Miramar for 5 years, and I was the rabbi at Beth Am for 33 years in Margate, Coral Springs. So I've been here for well over 40 years, and I had the pleasure of knowing your dad very well. He was a wonderful man, wonderful rabbi. So that's my South Florida connection.
All right. And a lot of people know you, Rabbi. We're talking with Rabbi Paul Plotkin, who recently wrote a book called Wisdom Grows in My Garden. Very appropriate for Tu B'Shvat. Get it this week and read it. And there's a lot of wit and humor, making it a very fun read. And all of the whole book started with a dream. Tell our listeners why you wrote the book.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, it's not why I wrote the book, it's sort of how I wrote the book. It was an incredible true story. I was in the middle of a dream. I often have dreams, we all do. I also have the tendency to forget them when I wake up in the morning. When I woke up in the middle of the night with this dream, I realized something special was going on, and I forced myself to stay in a kind of semi-sleep state so I wouldn't lose it. And I made my way in the dark into my study. And there was a pad of paper on the table, and I just started writing, just whatever was happening in my brain, and write, until it ended. And then I shut off the light, went back to bed, and fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I had the strangest feeling that I had a dream that was really wacky, but it felt so real. And so I made my way back to my study, and there on my desk were all these little notepads strewn with all kinds of scribbles in them. And I figured it'd be some kind of like a chazarai that I'd written crazy state. And I started reading it, and each little piece was like a nugget. But I was in the middle of a very busy career, had no time to write the book. So I said, I'm taking all this, putting it into a file folder, and we'll eventually write a book. And when I retired, one of my first projects was to write this book. So whatever you understand or your nature of understanding from Kabbalah or psychology about what dreams are all about, this fits right into the middle of all of that.
Well, I'm glad you wrote the book. It's a great book. How's it been received? How have people liked it?
You know, I've been so pleasantly surprised, shocked. It's just been an amazing rush of what's happened. When the book came out, it's on Amazon. There are 45 five-star reviews, and only three of them are from people in my family. So it's been really great. In fact, just recently, the book was reviewed for an online publication that serves the Jewish community of Australia and New Zealand and some other parts in the Far East. And the reviewer just really loves the book. So it's been incredible. And I've been traveling all over North America with speeches introducing the book and so on. And the great reward is when people come or tell me afterwards how much they're enjoying it. In fact, I spoke in Boca 2 weeks ago, and the rabbi thanked me the day after, and he said the guys at Minyan that morning were discussing with each other their favorite chapters that they had already read.
Yeah, I had a lot of favorite chapters, and our listeners can definitely pick up the book, Wisdom Grows in My Garden. And I enjoyed your battles with larva. I think that was important. You say, and before we let you go and tell people where they can get the book, just a couple of things. You say failure is a given in the garden. And I also want to quote something from the book. It says, the garden doesn't just teach or allow for meditation on oneself and life. It also reflects as a magical mirror. Can you give an overview of it, explain that briefly?
The last thing that was as a magical what?
Magical mirror.
A mirror, yeah. Well, what happened, and it was part of the process that just happened organically, was that I had a level of perception that was just open when I was in the garden. There's a section in the book where I talk about all the things people don't tell us. How come I never knew? I never knew. And one of them is, how come no one ever taught me that working with your hands in the garden, in the earth, can be a transcendent moment, that there was a kind of a spiritual connection that happened there. I began to see things. I put it this way. The garden was my Torah, and the book was the Midrash. I started to see things in every plant, in every different vegetable, every fruit. There was something that it reflected and told me about, wow, yeah, I didn't realize that. Or, yeah, I knew that. Now I see why. And the garden just became like a teacher. It just was a sense of my eyes and my whole neshama was open to all of these things that are happening around me. And I think we go through life so often closed. We live in a very narrow band. And this was a process of being able to see and to reflect, and in reflection to realize that all of these lessons are floating around. I wrote Wisdom Grows in My Garden. I believe wisdom grows everywhere in life. It's not just, you know, in Pirkei Avot. It's everywhere. But the problem is most of us are asleep. And if we're only aware and open, we get to see so many things that actually enhance the quality of our life. So I'm really glad that you enjoyed the book, and I'm really glad that you laughed, because that's what I hear from everyone. There's so much laughter.
Yeah.
When they read it.
Well, cauliflower, zucchini, and avocados were never so much fun. And I really thank you for writing the book. I enjoyed it. And you weave in 25 life lessons. I highly recommend this book to our listeners. Rabbi Paul Plotkin, tell our listeners where they can find the book, Wisdom Grows in My Garden.
Right. So you can order it on Amazon. That's not a problem. You can go into Barnes & Noble. You can get it there. It won't be in the actual store, but it's in their system so that you can order it and it'll come to you in a few days. And I'll be speaking in March. I'll be at the JCC in Boca Raton. I'll be at Michael Ann Russell also in March. And a number of other synagogues are just lining up for different events to speak.
Fantastic. Rabbi Paul Plotkin, thank you so much for joining us today. Wisdom Grows in My Garden. Get it on Amazon. Thanks for joining us. And a happy Tu B'Shvat to you. Enjoy your garden.
And to you. And thank you so much. And to all of your listeners.
My pleasure. All the best to you.
Bye.
Bye.
תבוא השלכת, שלכת, ומעט אך אני עדיין פה. כל משב רוח בין הארבעים, ארבעים, כל עכשיו מתנגן לי בראש. עוד מעט ונפרוס את הכנפיים. והלב ייפתח והמים יהיו כחומה וכחותם והשמש תזרח ונעבור ביבשה בתוך הים
from North Miami Beach. That's Jamie Bronstein and his Klezmer Orchestra. Great Jewish music coming up for you. As well, we have the Diaspora Yeshiva Band, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and some Schlock Rock together with Bitachon, and your chance to win some tickets to the South Florida Fair coming up on our program. First, I want you to mark your calendar for the Great American Kosher Barbecue and Jewish Festival taking place 2 weeks from today, Sunday, February 4th at the American German Club in Lake Worth. It's a one-of-a-kind, unforgettable event to bring the Jewish community together. The festival has something for all ages. Whether you're looking to sample mouth-watering, delicious kosher barbecue, listen to live music, shop local vendors, or participate in games and activities. Musical performances by bands, choirs, and a DJ. And don't miss the ultimate Neil Diamond tribute by South Florida performer Neil Zirconia. Tickets are on sale at gakbbq.com. Sanctioned by the Florida Barbecue Association, the event will have kosher barbecue teams from all over South Florida, all over Florida and the U.S. competing for prizes and bragging rights. There will also be a kosher hot dog and pickle eating contest. Support local and Jewish charities through raffles, a food drive, and more. Kids 12 and under get in free with a donation of a kosher, non-perishable food item. With tight security, the Great American Kosher Barbecue and Jewish Festival will take place 2 weeks from today, rain or shine, Sunday, February 4th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the American German Club, 5111 Lantana Road in Lake Worth. And Shalom South Florida will be broadcasting live from the festival. Can't wait. So stop by our booth and say Shalom South Florida. For tickets and information, go to GAKBBQ.com.
Step back in time and witness the magic of the Simon and Garfunkel story live at the Parker on February 12th. With state-of-the-art visuals, stunning lighting, and a full live band, this concert is an unforgettable experience. Sing along to their timeless hits like Mrs. Robinson, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Homeward Bound, Scarborough Fair, The Boxer, and The Sound of Silence. Don't miss this moving and powerful concert event, The Simon and Garfunkel Story, February 12th at The Parker. Tickets on sale now at theparker.com.
And we might just have tickets to go see the Simon and Garfunkel Story coming up at the Broward Center. So make sure you stay with Shalom South Florida, because we might just send you to that show. Speaking of shows, a very fun event. It's the Hot Works, January 27th and 28th. Join them for the Boca Raton Fine Art Show at Sanborn Square in downtown Boca Raton next week. Voted in the top 100 art shows in the nation, this juried fine art and craft show features professional artists selling their original and personally American handmade art in all disciplines. Paintings, sculpture, clay, glass, photography, fiber, jewelry, wood, and more. Something for everyone in all price ranges. Also, great entertainment. Admission is free. Yes, free admission. While at the show, be sure to visit the Budding Artist Competition for grades 6 through 12 or ages 9 through 19 as part of their commitment to bring art education into the community. Boca Raton Fine Art Show, January 27th and Sunday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Sanborn Square Park, located on the corner of Federal Highway and Palmetto Park Road in downtown Boca. Free admission, but donations are accepted. More info at hotworks.org. See art, buy art, love art. See you there. It promises to be a great event. I've actually been there a couple of times already for the last two, and this is their last one. So this weekend at Sanborn Square in downtown Boca. The next song is by Regev Hod. It's called The 7th of October. It's in Hebrew, so I'm going to translate a little bit and tell you what it says. It says, "Here is where we live, no matter what comes our way. Nobody will uproot us from here. The Jewish nation does not break or give up because we have the strongest army in the world. October 7th is like a permanent imprint on my heart, a new Memorial Day. But we will not stop praying until everyone is back home safely. We are the strongest when we are united." New music from Regev Hod, October 7th on Shalom, South Florida.
Kan noladnu, kan nichye, yeh ma sheyeh. Ish otanu lo yaziz, klum lo meshane. Avarnu yam, vegam idbar, hayta sham geula. Am hanetzach lo nishbar, miderech aruka. Ki yesh lanu et hatzava. הכי חזק מבין כולם ואם השם איתנו מי יכול עלינו בעולם בוקקו השחרות לי על הלב
זיכרון כל כך כואב בתיאומים צרי עכשיו במלחמה ולא נפסיק להתפלל עד שכולם ישובו לשלום בחזרה אין שום פחד כי ביחד ננצח את הכל כוחנו רק באחדותנו אלוהים גדול אמת יש רק אחת פשוטה אנחנו עם של אמונה נזכה לראות ניסים גדולים מור בקצה המנהרה יש לנו את הצבא הכי חזק מבין כולם ואם השם איתנו מי יכול עלינו בעולם בואו קרקו השחרות לי על הלב השיבה באוקטובר יום זיכרון כל כך כואב בתיאומים צרי עכשיו במלחמה ולא נפסיק להתפלל עד שכולם ישובו לשלום בחזרה
At 6:30 a.m., hundreds of armed Hamas terrorists invaded Israel from Gaza. They took over Israeli towns and cities, broke into homes, and slaughtered entire families. Some were burned alive in their homes.
יום זיכרון כל כך כואב בתיאומים צרי עכשיו במלחמה ולא נפסיק להתפלל עד שכולם ישובו לשלום בחזרה
Playing your favorite Jewish music. This is Shalom, South Florida.
No hope to hold on to it's also unknown and we try to play our part but we don't know where to start trapped in darkness all around we're still waiting to be found when will the sun
David Perlman and Sunshine on Shalom South Florida. Before that, Regev Hood and the 7th of October. You're listening to Shalom South Florida. It's 61 degrees in Hollywood, 63 in Boca, 57 in Vero Beach, and in 61 in Jerusalem. You might need a long sleeve shirt today. It's time to gather family and friends to celebrate the new year, and Publix has a selection of kosher recipes that everyone will love. Cook up traditional dishes like roasted potatoes and peppers, or try a recipe you've always wanted to make, like a churro-style cheesecake. Head on over to the kosher section at Publix to find some of your favorite kosher brands and let every meal be a celebration. Find more inspiration at Publix.com/kosher. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to the South Florida Fair coming up in just a minute. Don't go away.
A New York sensation for 35 years. Forbidden Broadway, The Next Generation, returns to the Kravis Center February 2nd through 4th. This talented quintet of comic chameleons throws out pointed parodies at a dizzying pace. From Hamilton to Phantom and Wicked, it's an all-new, fall-down-funny roast of dozens of Broadway hits and silly spoofs of the songs you know by heart. Forbidden Broadway. Ticket information available at Kravis.org.